coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Greetings, everybody. Salut. Norm Borg with you here as we are in the middle of the regional driving championships to be decided in different parts of the country. Fraser Downs is having theirs coming up very shortly. We're going to speak to one of the participants, Glenn Ledrew, who in addition to being a pretty decent driver, is also the president of the Saskatchewan Standardbred Horsemen's Association, and there's some exciting stuff going on with those folks as well. That and much more on this edition of Trot Radio. Glenn Ledrew is on the other end of my line. A lot of exciting things going on in his world out in Saskatchewan and beyond. Glenn, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norm. Thanks for having me.
I was just looking over some of your numbers here as you get ready to participate in the western leg of the National Driving Championships. You've got a career UDRS of 357, and that's racing basically, what, 5 months a year out west?
Yeah, 5 months of the year, and you know, if you look at the stats, the numbers aren't real large, of course, if you compare them to a lot of guys, you know, racing in Ontario or Alberta. But what a lot of people don't realize is that even though we race, you know, 5 months of the year out here, we only race for the most part once a week. So our race meet is limited to about, you know, usually around 24 race days a year.
Right. Well, it's still impressive. You've got, in a rather relatively short career, 403,000 plus in purse earnings. You ever thought of taking your act on the road to, say, a Fraser Downs and try and do this thing year-round?
I've often thought about that, Norm, but my roots are here. I have two girls here that are 13 and 16, and, you know, they're both very active in school, and I married a local girl here, and you know, so all of our family is here and our roots are tied here, and I actually work a full-time job on the side because, you know, with only racing 5 months of the year, it's very difficult to make a living here. So I've thought about it. I've actually thought about it a lot, you know, since I started driving, but I guess you could say I'm rooted here. So.
Yeah. You must be excited about taking your trip out west to race with, quote-unquote, the big boys, names like Jim Marino and so on.
I am, actually. It's something that I've come to really look forward to. I've been out there a couple of times now, and I am really looking forward to it, Norm.
Now, in addition to being a decent driver, Glenn, you are also president of the Saskatchewan Standardbred Horsemen's Association, and certainly harness racing is alive and well in Saskatchewan. You've got a new track ready to go this year, West Meadows. What's the latest on that project?
Well, the racetrack is ready to go, and again, you know, I guess you could. It doesn't have all of the fancy infrastructure that, you know, a lot of the newer tracks on the bigger circuits have. But it is a place that we built, you know, quite humbly. There was a lot of volunteer work. You know, we sold shares to raise money to build the place. And it's a place we're really looking forward to. We paid a lot of detail to the track. Mm-hmm. The dimensions of the track are the same as Little Brown Jug in Delaware. And as you're aware, you know, it's got nice wide turns. And it's considered to be one of the fastest half-mile tracks in the world.
So can't wait to see it. Will you be doing any simulcasting?
Not for the first couple of years. Our focus, Norm, is going to really be to get the live racing program off the ground, and we're going to really focus on, you know, bringing the people of Regina back out to the track.
Good stuff.
And so we'll focus on that for the first couple of years, and the long-term plan is certainly to, you know, have some simulcasting out there and, you know, a place where locals can go and be in a racing atmosphere and enjoy the races that way as well.
Can't beat that. So will there be live racing at West Meadows this year?
We really hope so, Norm. Mm-hmm. We really hope so. We're ready to go. We're really just waiting on the final word from the government. Mm-hmm. And we're more confident now than ever, you know, through the discussions we've had that there is going to be some racing out there this summer. So, you know, we're just waiting for the official word to come down.
We'll hope for the best.
Yeah. When it does, you know, we'll post the dates right away to the website, and also, of course, on the SSHA website. As soon as the dates are announced, we post them there.
Okay.
As well.
So. Now, for those who aren't totally up to speed, how is the purse structure funded in Saskatchewan? Of course, here in Ontario, we've got the slots. How does it work out there?
It's very unique, and I'm glad you asked me that, Norm. It is very unique in this province compared to every other race province. There is a tax placed on all wagers in the province, on live and simulcast wagering. It's a 10% tax, and that money goes directly to the government for purposes of racing. Mm. Then they turn around and they take that pool of money and they rebate that money back to the racetracks for operating costs, and a portion of that rebate goes to purse money. So as you're aware, we don't have the luxury here of of any additional gaming. There's no slots or VLT revenue here. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to have that system in place, because it's a support system where there'll be a revenue stream that's devoted back to the back to the industry.
Well, you know what? We talk about trying to wean ourselves off slots in this part of the country, because we know that we're living in a bit of a fool's paradise, you might say. And slots are great to help us out, but they're not going to really help us further the sport. So what you're doing here is you're creating purse money based on merit, let's say, because it's based on a tax on what's wagered. So you're not getting so dependent on say VLTs or slots. I think that's a pretty insightful way to go.
Well, I mean, we think so. I mean, our purses are low here, but you're exactly right. It's not tied to the it's not tied to additional gaming. So we're kind of working, I guess you could say we're sort of working from the bottom up. And I don't know if you've seen any of the articles on Standard or Canada. Our wager, for the last 4 or 5 years, and again, our numbers are modest, and we mm-hmm. know that, but they're increasing every year.
Yeah.
Just this last year, there was a little bit of a drop off because we had really wet weather here, and it affects the tracks that we race on.
Sure.
But other than that, the wager is increasing based on, advertising, and, we're really working hard as an association to promote the industry, and we think all of those things. Yorkton's been great. We've got an expanded ownership base there, and the track's been great, and, so we're really working hard to, promote the industry, and we certainly think, bringing it, some racing back to Regina will just help grow that effort.
Now, with West Meadows coming online, and we hope being successful, will that success take away from the well-being of Yorkton or, say, Marquee Downs?
We don't think so. We hope they'll have the same program in Yorkton. It's been very important to us as we promote this through the government that nothing be taken away, from the other, from the other racetracks. So, we've been very adamant that we don't want any funding taken away from Yorkton, because, we've all worked hard, our association and the group in Yorkton, to build up the program there.
Yeah.
So the focus on our end has been for it to be an added place, an extra place to race on the circuit, an extra expanded market to go into to help grow the industry. So its design is to, is just to help further the industry and grow it, and not necessarily take it away from any of the other tracks.
Sounds like a very balanced approach. Earlier you were talking about the structure of the facility over at the new track at West Meadows. What's the grandstand going to be like?
Well, I mean, for the first couple of years, there isn't really going to be a grandstand per mm-hmm. se. We have a seating area that we built. There's some bleachers that are track side. We've set up some picnic tables.
Nice.
And it's really designed. Everything is, you're standing right over the rail. You're standing right on top of the races. We've elevated the area, that area overlooking the racetrack, by about 4 feet. So you have a really great view of the entire, of the entire racing surface. And it's going to, we'll only race there probably 8 weeks, to start. We'll race on Sunday afternoons. So the focus is going to be to get the crowd out and, have them right on top of the horses in the track. So they get that up close, with the horses and right on top of the action. And that's kind of our focus in the early going anyway.
Well, if you're going to build it from the ground up, that's a great way to do it, because it's a very much a grassroots thing. I used to call the races at Hanover Raceway, and every Saturday night, folks would bring their lawn. Now, they had a grandstand, a dining area, but they on the tarmac, folks would come down with their lawn chairs, and they had their own place lined up as to where they're going to sit and watch the races. And I know Hanover has got a very strong grassroots following for harness racing, as I'm sure you folks do in Saskatchewan. You've got some great names that have come from that province, Copus, Remen, and who knows, maybe when the Western Driving Championship is all said and done, maybe LeDrew will be added to that list.
Well, we can hope. We can only hope so.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you being on with us, Glenn. Glenn LeDrew, who on, what is it, February 26th, you're off to race in B.C.?
February 26th it is.
All right. Well, best of luck in that, and good luck with your new venture at West Meadows. We'll be following that with great interest.
Thanks very much for having us, Norm. We really appreciate it.